Minnesota News Network. I'm Bill Werner. St. Paul Fire Department says one of the seven family members rescued from a burning home early Wednesday morning has died. Fire officials say all seven victims, a mother and six children, unconscious when they were pulled from the home. They continue investigating but don't believe that fire was suspicious and say there were working smoke detectors in the home. The surviving members remain in critical condition. At last check, over $18,000 has been raised on a GoFundMe page. A procession to honor Army Sergeant Cade Wolfe this afternoon ahead of tomorrow's celebration of life. 24-year-old Wolfe, formerly of Mankato, among five service members killed during a military training exercise over the Mediterranean in November. Blue Earth County Veteran Service Officer Michael McLaughlin.
The last time, you know, the Mankato, Blue Earth County area has had, you know, a soldier, sailor, marine, airman, or woman die in active service, I want to say it was 2006, so it's been a while. We've been very fortunate. Not that there hasn't been, you know, service members hurt since then.
Memorial service for Sergeant Wolfe, 3 p.m. tomorrow at the Mankato National Guard Armory. 72,473, the number of letters the Fans First Coalition says have been sent to Congress calling for a breakup of Ticketmaster and Live Nation. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, author of the Fans First Act that aims to do just that, says the current setup is, as she puts it, absolutely a monopoly.
Just to be clear, Ticketmaster has 90% of the big major venue events, 80% of the sports events, and then 70% of all ticketing. Then they also have Live Nation that promotes the events, and they own a whole bunch of arenas. It's like a three-pronged monopoly.
And Minneapolis-based Target is suing Xcel Energy, alleging that arcing in the utility's electrical equipment in December of 2021 sparked Colorado's most devastating wildfire ever, severely damaging the retailer's store in Superior, Colorado. In other headlines, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan among state officials today spotlighting new tenants' rights laws that took effect January 1st in Minnesota. The Lieutenant Governor says renters comprise 30% of households across Minnesota, 50% in urban areas.
Renters are our community, and stable rental housing is crucial for the overall development and success of communities.
Among the new laws, from October 1st through April 30th, a landlord must provide heat of at least 68 degrees in residential units. When it's less than 60 degrees outside, tenants are allowed to petition for emergency repair in certain cases, including loss of running water or sanitary facilities, no heat, or a broken refrigerator. New policy for Minnesotans under age 19 eligible for medical assistance, ensuring continuous coverage for 12 months at a time. John Connolly with the State Human Services Department says it prevents coverage gaps when there are temporary changes in household income.
Could be due to extra hours or overtime or just temporary or seasonal work.
You're listening to Minnesota News Network.